Love that. That's, I think, my favorite bumper we've ever done. Would you stand with me this morning as we read some scripture from the Gospels and from the Epistle of Romans? Jesus said this the night before he died. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Isn't that beautiful? Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God." Romans 12, 18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Jesus said this in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called children of God." Father, we come before you this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus. We come with purpose this morning, our Father. We come to worship you this morning in spirit. We come to worship you this morning, not in error, but in truth. For we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. You are the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father, Lord Jesus, but through you. It's summer, Lord. It has its own rhythms. It has its own feel to it. And we thank you for this season, God. We praise you for VBS and graduates and Father's Day. And thank you, Lord, for school being out and family vacations. And just what the summer brings, we give you praise. And Jesus, our desire is to follow you into this summer. Teach us, Lord, what you want to show us this year. We honor you this day in your most holy name. And all those who love God would say, amen. And y'all may be seated. How many people in here hate snakes? Just a real quick show of hands. How many people in here hate snakes? How many people here have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? It's in Pastor Frank's top five, an amazing movie, and I hate snakes. There's an old saying, any good snake is a dead snake. Yeah, that was, I agree. And if you remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first time Indiana Jones encounters a snake, he's on a private airplane, and the snake is crawling all over him. And the guy says, get a backbone, that's my pet snake, Reggie. And Indiana Jones says, "I hate snakes." And later on in the movie, Indiana Jones is in a cave filled with snakes. My worst nightmare, to be in a cave full of snakes. Great movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Awesome movie. We always keep looking, where is the Ark of the Covenant? We all know where it is, don't we? It's in a warehouse in Washington. Harrison Ford is one of my favorite actors. I don't know what might be one of yours, but when you look at all the movies that Harrison Ford has made, I mean, he's Han Solo, right? Let alone there. He's Indiana Jones. Air Force One was a great movie. The Patriot Games, always, it was awesome. I mean, Harrison Ford is an amazing actor. And it was interesting because a few years ago when he was being interviewed, he just finished his last Indiana Jones movie at the time, and the interviewer was saying, he was listing all the movies, and he was, just building up the accolades of Harrison Ford, and at one point he said, what more could you ask for? And Harrison Ford said, "Peace. Peace. What would you pay for peace? What would you pay for peace of mind or peace of heart?" Question this morning, are you a person of peace. Welcome to the summer, right? Following Jesus into the summer was kind of fun as we were thinking about, you know, small groups all shutting down and kind of the rhythms of the summer. And it's like, what would we want to do? What series would we want to do for the summer? We thought, let's do a series called Let's Follow Jesus into the Summer. And if we were following Jesus into the summer, you know, what would Jesus speak to us as disciples? And so we began this series, and we started the series with Jesus, we believe, would tell us to stay on mission, to serve, and to stay focused on purpose of why we're here. And then a few weeks ago, we did one on rest. We believe that Jesus would tell us, as you follow him this year, to be a person of rest. Shabbat. Jesus, last week we talked about fun or celebration. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus says, my joy I give to you, not that the world gives. Jesus was the most and is the most joyful being in the universe. God is a joyful being, and God created life to be lived and to be enjoyed. And I know that Jesus would tell you, make sure to smell the roses this summer, right? Enjoy, you know, watch a sunset, go on a water ski, you know, go jet skiing and do whatever it is. Be joyful and let the joy of Christ be stirred into you this year. One thing I believe Jesus would say to us as we follow him into the summer is make sure that as you enter into this summer that you seek and find and experience peace. Peace. Peace with God, peace with yourself, peace with others. Did you know that God is all about peace? He's all about peace. He at heart is a peaceful being. Jesus says this, and I just want to say it again. Imagine this. Jesus is preparing for the cross. And the night before he dies, he would say words like this. He says, peace I leave with you, as he speaks to his followers. Imagine Jesus speaking to you this morning and saying, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Jesus can't give you something if he doesn't possess it. Jesus says, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Does the world bring peace? And then he said these words, don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Shalom. Say it with me this morning. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Shalom. Shalom. Peace. Peace. Today we want to talk about peace. Peace with God, which is an amazing topic. Peace with yourself. Peace with others. Peace. Do you have peace with God? Are you and God okay with each other? If you want to take notes this morning, I want you to write down note number one. You ready? True peace begins with you and your Creator. Outside of that, you could have every hit movie in Hollywood and you're not going to have peace. You could have millions of dollars. Everything. If peace begins between you and God. And this is so important to God that you understand this morning. The Bible is all about this topic of peace. I want to say this very clearly. God is not okay with you outside of the work of his Son that he did on your behalf on the cross. I want to say that again. God is not okay with you outside of Jesus. Outside of Jesus, there is no peace between you and God. And it's a God thing that comes from him to you. God is separate from you as a fallen being. We, without Christ, offend God's holiness. And it's very important that you get this. And Moses explains this in the first books of the Bible. and it travels through the whole deal leading up to the cross. If you don't get this, you'll never understand that cross. God is not okay with you outside of His Son, Jesus. Listen to this. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. God is pure light. God's holiness is absolute purity, unstained, even by the shadow of sin. Habakkuk says this, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. God's eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Question, is there any darkness? Is there any evil? Is there any wrongdoing anywhere in the history of your life? In word, in action, even in thought or deed? Anyone? A little bit? Do you see how this could possibly hurt your relationship with a holy God? God's holiness is the sum of all moral excellence. Are you morally excellent? I'd love to meet you if you are. Anybody in here morally excellent? Ask Moses how morally excellent you are when he comes down with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt honor thy father and mother. That's 3 out of 10. How do you do on those? If you transgress one, the scripture says you transgress all of them. The point God is trying to say that He's holy and we're not. How do we stand up to the holiness of God? God's moral purity. And there can be no touch of this in His presence. There can be no moral blemish or defilement in God's presence. People, God is holy, and whatever it that is, you're not. And for you and I to be in the presence of a holy God, we would defile His holy name as we are. Do you see the problem? Outside of Jesus, you're not okay with your Creator. You're separated from Him. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah says this, but your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden His face from you. He just can't see it. Listen to Psalm 98. I love this. You have set our iniquities before you, the scripture says. Our secret sins are in the light of God's presence. Nothing's hidden from God. He sees it all. People, the Bible says that we're sinners. Means we've all missed the mark of God's holy standard. Remember Jesus' Sermon on the Mount? Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is imperfect, is perfect. Any perfect people? Anyone? Love to meet you. I got great news for everyone in here that's not perfect. I got great news for you. God has sent a Savior. In the very beginnings of humanity, God says that He's going to send through the Jewish people a Messiah that will bless all peoples. One that will reconcile humanity back to its Creator. That's in the first book of the Bible in Genesis. Through Abraham's offspring, one will come. The first book of the Bible. The last book of the Bible. The angels in heaven sing over that individual. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. And they will reign on the earth. In a loud voice they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, receives power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise forever and ever. That's awesome. Good news for anybody in here that's not perfect. God has dealt with you through His Son, Jesus. Listen to this. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also died for sins once. For how much sin? All. Once for all. For Christ also died for sins once for all. The just for the unjust. So that He might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. How much sin did Jesus pay for on the cross? And all means all. And that's all that all means. All. Do you remember what Jesus said on the cross as He was dying? Last words of His mouth is, "It is finished. It is finished." The work of salvation for humanity is finished. The remissions of sin is paid for. Have you ever thought about how far the east is from the west? Can you measure that? It's interesting, the scripture doesn't say your sins have been cast as far as from the north as to the south, because you could measure north and south. You can't even measure east and west. Listen, great verse. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. How much of their sins is not being counted against them? All their sins. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. How? Jesus. God made Him who had no sin become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God. The great exchange. Jesus takes your sin upon Himself, and then He gives you, or imputes unto you, His righteousness, His holiness. It's not you, it's Him. He wraps you. I love baptism. We're washed and come up washed and new. This is what Christ has done. Because this happens, we have peace with God. Therefore, Romans 5 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, justification means it's like we had never done any wrong. When God sees you, it's like you never did anything wrong. I mean, Christ has cleansed you. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's where the Father would look upon you and say, righteous. Since you have been justified by faith, through faith, we have peace with God. Anyone want peace? Peace with God is a great place to start. God is all about peace between you and Him. And He does this through His Son, Jesus. And outside of Him and the work of Jesus on the cross, there's no peace between you and God. You need to understand this. And peace with God is the most important peace a person could have in all eternity. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Do you remember the first time? When I was in my early 20s, I remembered one evening accepting Jesus. I had read the Gospels that summer. I was trying to figure out who Jesus even is. And in my own journey, at one point when I bowed my knee and I prayed, and I remember that next morning waking up, and I'm still trying to figure out theologically what was that. It was peace that I had that I just never had before with God. Whatever that was. I've been trying for 30 years now to try to figure out theologically what that was that next day. Scripturally, at the moment I accepted Christ and what He did on my behalf, He came into my life and into my being and washed me clean and took away all sin. And in that moment, I was reconciled to God. It's a beautiful thing. And yet it's even, God just doesn't say, well, I've forgiven you, we're cool, and God walks away. Did you know that He adopts you as His children? Ephesians 1:5 says, He predetermined or predestined us to adoption as sons through Christ Jesus to Himself according to the kind intentions of His will. People, through Christ, you're an adopted child of God. Did you all know that? You're a part of God's royal family in His eyes. Did you know that? I have a question for you this morning. Are you at peace with God? Very important that you get this. I have another question for you this morning. Are you at peace with you? Are you okay with you? Are you comfortable in your own skin? There's a problem happening in America lately. Have you heard how teenagers are cutting themselves and mutilating themselves? Unbelievable. Why? Why does a person cut themselves and mutilate themselves and hide it? Why would a person do that, let alone why would a child of God do that? They don't like themselves, so they want to hurt themselves? They're not at peace with themselves. Are you at peace with you? Do you like you? Did you know that God loves you? Sent His Son for you? He died for you? Did you know that Jesus says if there was only one person of humanity that needed a Savior, He'd come just for you? He'd leave the 99 and come just for you. Did you know that you're really important and valuable to God? Did you know that you're the only one that He ever made and there's only going to be one of you in all of eternity? Only one, you. You're special. Did you know that? God is okay with you through His Son. Question, are you okay with you? Do you have peace with you? Take notes this morning. Just write this down. Peace with yourself happens from the inside out. Peace with yourself happens from the inside out. I want to read for you this morning just a section of Scripture, and I'm going to blow through it real fast and pause along the way. But I want, in my own journey of trying to find, for Frank to find peace with Frank, I needed these Scriptures. The Apostle Paul writes to the church at Ephesus an amazing section of what a believer is, how God sees a believer. I want you to just listen to this. He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Did you all know that you're blessed this morning in Christ? Just thought I need to mention that to you. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. Did you know that you all are chosen this morning? Did you know that you're holy and blameless? Does anyone in here feel holy and blameless this morning? In Christ you are. Holy and blameless. He predestined us to adoptions as sons through Christ Jesus to Himself according to the kind intentions of His will. You're adopted into God's royal family. To the praise and glory of His grace by which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. You have been freely given God's grace in Christ. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. People, you are redeemed and forgiven in Christ, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mysteries of His will, according to His kind intentions, which He proposed in Him. People, you've been given heavenly understanding. You've been made known. You've been given knowledge. You've been given God's will in Christ. God has let you into the inner circle. It says, with a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and also things on the earth. In Christ, we also have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purposes, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you are sealed with Him in the Holy Spirit promised so long ago. You're all born again, born anew, born from above. The Spirit of the living God dwells within you. Did you know that? How do you feel? If this is true, how should we feel? Who are you? You're a blessed, chosen, adopted, redeemed, forgiven, enlightened, rich being in Christ, wrapped in His robes of righteousness, placed in His being. I need you to soak that in. When you look in the mirror, that's who God sees you. How do you see you? Are you okay with you? God's okay with you through His Son Jesus. Are you okay with you? Do you have peace with you? It's funny. I remember years ago sitting down with a young man in my office. And at one point we began reading this. And he's like, this is amazing. He said, so how do I do this? Is there anything that you're supposed to do in Ephesians, what I just read? Was there anything that God says, this is what you do? There's nothing about do, it's being, it's who you are. And he read this, he goes, this is awesome, how do I do this? I said, let's read it again. We read it through again, he goes, this is amazing, how do I do this? Let's read it again. There's no do here. There's no do. It's being. It's because you've accepted Christ. And you've been made at peace between you and God. It's the whole thing is just being. It's who I am. Do you see yourself the way God sees you? Are you at peace with you? Because God's at peace with you through Christ. I need to tell you something. The more I stirred in what I just read to you in these verses, the more I found peace with me. Have you ever heard of the term self-disgust? Have you ever been disgusted with yourself? How many people here have done something that you're not proud of? Things that you're ashamed of, disgusted with. It's called self-disgust. You might even get to a place where you start cutting yourself. You're so angry with you. I don't know. I remember journeying in my faith with Jesus and really coming to a place of going, how, if God can be at peace with me, how can I be at peace with me? How do I... People that are at peace with themselves knows who they are in Christ. I believe this. It certainly was my story. Take notes this morning. Peace with ourselves originates from our understanding of who we are. Who are you? It's so interesting. This on Thursday, I was with the pastors and I was showing this message and I looked at our pastors. I said, when did you begin to have peace with yourself? And we all began just entering through our own journey of peace. It's funny, you know, there sometimes people that are perfectionists, they think they need to be perfect so people will accept them. They need to be perfect so people will love them and they'll be brought in. And so this perfectionist thing is wrapped up. Sometimes people can be perfectionists because they think they need to perform in order to be accepted. Sometimes there's peacemakers and they purposely just want to be at peace with people because they're afraid of conflict. They want to be at peace with people because in this they might find acceptance or this or the other. Hey, it's not your work. It's God's. You don't perform for God's approval of you positionally in Christ. Do you have peace with you? Have you forgiven you? You need to know who you are in Christ, because when you can see this is who God says who I am, and you begin to look at yourself the way God says you are, you're going to say, if God's at peace with me, then that's cool. Maybe I can learn to find peace with myself. Jesus would want you to have peace this summer. Peace with God. Jesus would want you to have peace this summer. He wants you to have peace with yourself. Great verse. Ephesians, wonderful epistle. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. Did y'all hear that? It's a verse you ought to memorize. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgive each other. Why would I dare do that? For just as God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. Do you know who the hardest person Pastor Frank has to forgive? Is me. Me. The hardest person I have to forgive is myself. I don't know about you. You know God commands you to forgive. You know, Peter, Jesus, how many times should I forgive a person who sinned against me? 7 times? 70 times 7. 490 times. And even that was beyond. Jesus commands us to forgive. As God forgives us, we forgive other people. Why is forgiveness so important? Because you can't have peace without forgiveness. You will not have peace with God without forgiveness. Behold the cross. You will not have peace with yourself unless you forgive yourself. People who don't forgive themselves are not at peace with themselves. Do you understand? And who do you think you are not to forgive you? Are you greater than God? God, through Christ, forgives you, and you're like, well, I'm not forgiving me. Who do you think you are? You're at a greater court than God Himself? Forgiveness. Have you forgiven you? People that don't forgive themselves are not at peace with themselves. You ought to write that down. Jesus is all about peace. Peace with God. My peace, Jesus says, I give you. My peace I give to you. Are you at peace? Are you at peace with God? Are you at peace with yourself? You need to let your own self off your own hook. Take this note. People at peace can bring peace to others. It's God to you, it's you to yourself, and peace moves from you to other people. God just doesn't command you to forgive yourself, He commands you to forgive others. Here's a wonderful verse. Is there someone in your life that you refuse to forgive? In the journey of life, has someone sinned against you so bad that you refuse to forgive them? I refuse. Do you know why you won't forgive them? Do you know why? Because you want justice. And you feel that if you forgive that person, that you're letting them off the hook. Romans 12:19 says, never take your own revenge, my beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Do you know God commands you and tells you to forgive people? And you sit there and go, I can't do that. Those people wounded me and hurt me so bad, Lord. How can I forgive them? And if I do, I feel like I'm letting them off the hook. And I tell this story, and I say it again, because I think it's perfect. Years ago, someone stole my basketball hoop from my house at 14922 Waverly Lane here in Irvine. Went out one day, and my hoop was gone. They stole it. And guess what? I was angry. Somebody stole my hoop. What am I supposed to do with that? Drive up and down Irvine, looking for my hoop. Staying up late at night and looking at houses up and down my... What am I supposed to do with this? I want justice. I want it. But maybe if I don't get it, then what do I do with it? Do I let this torment my life? You let it go. Because guess who knows who took my basketball hoop? God does. And God says, I will repay Frankie. Get out of my way. I will bring justice to this. You let it off your hook. And just because you let it off your hook doesn't mean God says he's letting it off his. And after I've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a morning star, I will look at the Lord and say, where is he? But until then, I sleep. I sleep. You forgive other people. Here's a quote. I believe I got a pretty cool quote here on forgiveness. Is it Smead's one? There it is. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that that prisoner was you. If you don't forgive somebody, what does that make you? Bitter, angry, wrathful, you rip, you slander. Jesus says, no. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. How many sins has God committed, forgiven in your life? More than 5 million? Billion? Romans 12 says, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at shalom with everyone. Peace. Are you at peace? You should be at peace with other people. And that's quite a journey, I have to admit. I get it. I understand. Jesus said these words, blessed are the peacemakers, so they'll be called children of God. Anybody can be a troublemaker. Anybody can be a troublemaker. But a person that's a peacemaker is a special being that walks upon this earth, and this earth needs more peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. A peacemaker is a very special person that walks on this earth, because a peacemaker is able to bring peace into situations, because these are people that have experienced peace themselves. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers are people that have peace with God. That's what Jesus is saying. Peacemakers are people that have journeyed into the old peace with themselves. And once you can journey through that, pretty soon you can learn to have peace with other people. Be at peace with everyone else as much as it depends on you. A peacemaker. Welcome to the summer. If you were to follow Jesus into the summer, what would Jesus say to you? You know, I believe Jesus would tell you, as you are a follower of him, to stay on mission. He's put you here for a purpose. Serve the Lord. Serve others. I believe Jesus would tell you, make sure that this summer that you take a vacation and have some rest. God's a God of rest. I believe if Jesus was to speak into your life, he would tell you this summer, make sure to experience life, because I created life for you to live and enjoy. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength. God is the most joyful being that you could ever hang out or be with. And he wants that joy to be upon your life. And you stir in joy. I believe if Jesus was to speak into your life, as you were to follow him into the summer, he would tell you, make sure to seek and find and stir in peace in your life. Find peace with God. Are you at peace with God? Are you and God okay with each other? Are you at peace? It's very simple to find that peace, because he's not holding on to a grudge. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10 says, If all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 5 says, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Christ. Do you want to have peace with God? It's real simple. You come to Jesus and you say, you hung on that cross for all of my sin and shame and guilt before a holy God. And you accept what he's done for you. It's a gift. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but the free gift of God is eternal life through his son Jesus. It's so beautiful to do. Are you at peace with God? Are you? That's where peace begins. Are you at peace with yourself? You need to see yourself the way God sees you. God's at peace with you through the cross, and I'm speaking now to believers. To you, God is at peace with you. As a matter of fact, he has wrapped you with stuff in Christ, who you are and who your being is. And the more you see yourself the way God sees you, the more you can have peace with you because he has peace with you, because he's imputed all this stuff into your life. You stir it in and you'll have peace. I promise you that. I promise you that. This is who I am. And it'll even put a smile on your face. Are you at peace with you? It's funny. Satan, I believe, will tempt us in something, then he turns around and accuses us when we do something. He'll tempt you in something, then he accuses you. You pathetic. Look at you. You forgive people. You forgive yourself. If God's forgiven you from the cross, you forgive yourself. You let it go and you just take the blood of Christ and wash over you and learn and grow. You understand? Are you at peace with God? Are you at peace with yourself? Are you at peace with others? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. People that have peace with God and peace with themselves, they just bring peace into the world. And what does the world need? Peace. Peace. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. My peace is yours. You take it and you let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Colossians 3. Peace. God, I pray for your peace this summer. I pray that by August you'll look back and say, I've become more at peace this summer than ever before. I pray that you'd be a person of peace with God and yourself and even with other people. Wonderful words. You ready? I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Can you all say that with me? Say this. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Let's do that one more time. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? If you can say this, you'll be at peace with God, with yourself, and with other people. And when someone comes up to you and says, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? You as a child of God are commanded to forgive. And even if they don't ask, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? You're still commanded to forgive them. Because God is interested in your freedom and your peace. And you cannot have peace until you let it go. This is money, people. You got to stir this in. So key and so important. God is in control. How's that for a message? You like that? That's good, isn't it? I'm preaching to me, man. This is good stuff. Peace. Harrison Ford. Man, you've got everything. What do you want? What does the world... Peace. Peace eludes me. Peace. Don't let peace elude you. Let me pray. Let me pray this morning. Father, I come before you in the name of your son, Jesus. The Prince of Peace. May the Prince of Peace rule and reign upon this place this morning. May the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, Rule upon the hearts of your people this day. Lord, I pray for the person in here this morning who's on the verge of faith, Lord. I pray, God, that you would help this person to humble themselves and to come before you and accept you, Lord Jesus, into their life as their Savior, as the one who would wash them clean and make them new and born from above. Lord, if the person's here today that's yet to receive Christ, would you help that person today to accept Jesus? Lord, I pray for the Christian in torment this morning. I pray for the Christian in torment this morning. I pray for the Christian, God, who is not at peace with themselves. The Christian who hates themselves. The Christian who looks at themselves in the mirror and says, I hate that person. God, I pray that you would speak strongly into this being. Help them, Lord, to see themselves the way you see them in the mirror. Help them, God, to fall in love with themselves the way you love them. I pray that you would teach them peace with them. And Lord, if there's anyone in our lives that just make us angry, we say their name, we get all nutted up. Jesus, I pray that you would teach us how to let it go and trust you that you'll deal with it. Don't let these people have power over us anymore. How can we be at peace with these people bringing such conflict into our lives? Jesus, I pray that you would help us to forgive these people and move on. Shalom. Shalom. Jesus, we pray for your peace upon this place. We ask in your most holy name. And all those who love God would say, we're going to sing two songs. One's called In Control, and the other song called Behold. It's about the Trinity, the triunity of God and His love for you. I want you just to sit there and let these songs fill your ears and fill your heart. I want you to meditate and stir in this message. And as always, at the end of the service, the Scripture says, if you need prayer, to seek out the leaders of the church and let them pray for you. And at this time, I want to ask for my wife to come up and stand with me. I want to ask for my brother Mike. No, Mike's, where's Mike? Well, I'll tell you. Where's Pastor Vince going to be in the balcony. Chow's going to be up there. Mike and Pat are going to be up here. And who's over on this side again? Pastor Graham. He giggles really well. Pastor Graham and BJ are coming up. He's got a great... You guys, here's the deal. If you need prayer, can I share with you? Last week, someone came up for prayer, and God did a miracle in their life and answered their prayer in a very special way. Our faith is not just an intellectual faith, it's a supernatural faith. Jesus rose from the dead. The Lord is here, and the Lord calls you unto Himself. Jesus speaks peace into your life. Let that peace in. If you're here today and you've never accepted the Lord, come up here and let us pray for you. We'll get you at peace with God right now. If you're struggling with peace with yourself, let us pray for you. If you're struggling with someone else, let us pray for you. Jesus, you're an amazing God. You're in control. You're sovereign and holy. Lord, speak to your people this morning, I pray. May they leave here different than when they came. Jesus, you said that your sheep will hear your voice and they'll follow you. God, we listen this morning. Speak unto us, I ask, for your glory.